At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. Well, this is really exciting. It's St. Patrick's Day. So what better day to have an actual dancer from Riverdance in the studio? It's perfect.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
This I'm is kind really of starstruck excited. A little bit, I'm going
to
say.
I am too. Mm-hmm. I am too. I have to say, we've got Stephen O'Brien in the studio with us. He was a longtime dancer with Riverdance, and it's their 30th anniversary. I can't even believe
can
it's
that
been
be?
That long. But they're coming back to the Box Center this spring. So we're thrilled to have you in the studio. I have so many questions for you about Riverdance and, of course, being here on St. Patrick's Day. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Oh, my gosh. This is so fun. 30 years. How has it been 30 years?
I ask myself the same question all the time.
So were you one of the original dancers?
Yes.
Oh, you were. And how long did you dance for in the show?
For the first 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's like, for us, there's two originals.
Yeah.
There's the original originals, because Riverdance used to be just a dance that was actually called Riverdance.
Okay.
And I was a dancer my whole life, and then I saw this, and everybody in Ireland remembers where they were and what they were doing when this happened, because it was, I mean, you hear Showstopper all the time, but this was literally, it was an interval act that became what we are now here talking about 30 years later.
Yeah.
And these were all my friends, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, wow, we all grew up together. And I was in acting college at the time. I had stepped away from dancing, and then, right back into it. So they were the originals, but then original from the show. I was there from the beginning with everybody else.
So two questions. How old were you when you started Irish dance? And did you grow up here or in Ireland?
So I was four. And I had actually, a bunch of us sort of started around the same time. And me and two other guys actually ended up in the show together. So, I mean, literally lifelong friends. That was in Ireland. Yes, I did grow up in Ireland. I was there till I was just about 30. I've been here for a lot of years since then. If you go and do the arithmetic.
Wow. And I was looking at your bio, and your kids are also involved in it as well,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, my two girls. My daughter, Eve, is on the Boston College Irish dance team.
Wow.
And my younger daughter, Sasha, was dancing for a while, and then she stopped. But yeah, my son was not going for that.
I'm going to say this, and my girls only did Irish step for a couple of years each. It is way more, like when you look at it, it's beautiful, but it's way harder than it looks in terms of the athleticism that it takes and the precision and the training that you guys all do. It's not easy.
No, it is just, we were just talking about this earlier on about that almost military precision takes a lot of work, a lot of practice. And it is one of those things where, kind of like gymnastics or ballet or martial arts or something, you kind of have to do it from a very young age.
Yes.
It's very, very rare. Yeah.
That motion. Yeah. Well, I want to know about, I love that it's called Riverdance 30, the new generation. And I don't know who said it, but this is not your father's Riverdance, because it was it 94, 95 when it first kind of came to all of us?
Yeah.
So how is this going to be different? How will this show be different from shows in the past?
So it has actually evolved, and I've seen a few of the different iterations over the years, and now this one is just, it does actually literally get better and better. They have newer, the music is being revamped. Bill Whelan's absolutely beautiful, just heart-wrenching music is, and exhilarating, of course, at times. It's sad and thrilling as well. They have the special effects in the background, the lighting, this younger cast who, this makes me feel old, where none of them were alive, the dancers, when the show started.
It's such a reality check for me.
Life
too,
comes full circle.
To know that they weren't around then, I know.
Yeah,
the outfits are beautiful too. I mean, they're pretty much all one of a kind, right? I mean, they all look really, really different. The beautiful outfits, especially I only have daughters. I had two daughters, and they all look so unique. And then the girls wear the wigs and all of that. And it was just beautiful.
Yes. that is a different world. And an awful lot of that world does feed into Riverdance. I mean, the people that were competitive dancers,
yeah,
their dream is now to be in a show Riverdance. Like Riverdance.
Sure.
And
yeah.
It is... It,
so that's
now
like the culmination. Like if you've been doing that all your life and you get into Riverdance, that's like the Holy Grail.
That is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are literally world champions out there who don't feel like they've made it until they've made it Riverdance.